happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. But this past weekend, we had the pleasure of hearing from Rich Halcomb, who is the director of the Metro Columbus Baptist Association, which also houses our partnership with the Stowe Mission of Central Ohio. And Rich took some time to kind of unpack the idea for us regarding forgiveness and what the scriptures have to say about forgiveness. So there's kind of an outward-facing aspect to forgiveness, and there's an inward-facing aspect to that. So the outward-facing aspect is the one that we all know that's actually kind of common, that I think even to some degree that people who are Christians or not Christians kind of agree about, is that to maintain healthy relationships, there are certainly at least sometimes, I think people who maybe even aren't believers would say that you must forgive somebody else to maintain the existence of long-term relationships, especially in a familial context or in a context of having really good friends. Because none of us are perfect, somebody is going to offend you. Somebody's going to hurt you. Somebody's going to wound you. And at some point in your lifetime, you're going to have to, you know, offer forgiveness to someone. And so that part, I think, is kind of generally assumed in our culture. However, the inward-facing part of forgiveness is that there's this vertical aspect to forgiveness, which you deal with that in your relationship with God for spiritual reasons, because that aspect of forgiveness means that that there's nothing in between you and God, that there's no hindrance in your relationship with Him. You know, the New Testament goes so far to say that, you know, if you have a conflict with your spouse, that there's a struggle in your prayer life about that, about God having a sense to be able to hear from you, and your sense maybe even to be able to clearly articulate prayer. And so forgiveness is so critical that we offer it to one another because God has offered it to us. So in other words, we're not going to hold someone to a higher standard than God holds us to in terms of forgiveness. God has forgiven us of so much, so that creates a reservoir out of which we can forgive. And sometimes that takes years of work to do, really. Sometimes it means you forgive someone and you forgive them again and again and again and again, and it just takes time for that to sink in, for some hurts and wounds that are old and that were severe, but we're not released from the biblical requirement. Now, you know, forgiveness does not mean that you restore every relationship to what it was previously. Forgiveness does not mean that you allow yourself to be stepped on or walked on. But forgiveness does mean that you trust the reality that God is the judge and you are not. And then I thought Rich really emphasized this very well, you know, to the degree that which you think someone owes you, they own you. You know, living with unforgiveness is like a debt you never pay off. You're just constantly paying interest on that thing, and it's wearing you out. You know, I think we tend to think that when we hold on to unforgiveness, we're punishing somebody else. In reality, we're just punishing ourselves. And so I just wonder if coming out of that message, maybe now is not the time where you need to say to someone, I forgive you. You need to say to someone, you know, God has forgiven me, and so this is the opportunity that I offer to you, the opportunity for our relationship to extend and to move forward because of everything that God has given to me and done for me. And so I'm going to pray that for us, and then as you have the opportunity after that to pray, pray that into your day. Father, we just come to you today, and Lord, maybe for some of us, there's long-term unforgiveness, bitterness that we've held on to. God, we just want to release that this morning. Lord, it may take us a number of times to do that, to live in repentance and turn to you and turn to you and turn to you. God, some people today are going to offend us. We're probably going to be hurt by somebody. We're probably going to be upset at somebody, frustrated by somebody. Lord, I pray that our hearts will be quick triggered to forgive others in the same way that you have forgiven us. I pray, God, in this idea of forgiveness, you'll give us the opportunity to operate in wisdom, maybe consult other believers, God, that we trust. But God, I do pray that you will help us out of this to live in freedom. Thank you for your goodness to us. Now you take the opportunity to pray.